And so coming into our practice, taking a bit of time to find your posture. Bringing awareness to contact points, the floor, the chair, your hands. Having a sense of being embodied. Bringing some intentionality to the practice. Remembering that this is essentially a practice of being with things as they are, with an open heart. And so letting there be curiosity and interest with things as they are. Determining to have some open-heartedness, a kindliness towards whatever your experiences are. And sitting here, let's begin with a little attention to the sounds. Letting the awareness be wide and spacious, picking up any and all sounds just as they are. We're simply noticing the pitch and timbre and volume, duration of sounds. We're not trying to identify them. We're not trying to think about them. We're simply hearing. Noticing how the mind is when sounds are pleasant, and how the mind responds when sounds are unpleasant. We can notice any reactivity we may have towards unpleasant sounds, as if we could push them away. And knowing that we actually can't, can we just abide with them, watch their life come and go? We might even make a mental note, oh, unpleasant, unpleasant. And just feel the experience through the body. Or On the other hand, if the sounds are pleasant, just feel them through the body and not be grabbing after them, continuing. Abiding in hearing has a great deal to teach us about our habitual reactions to the pleasant and unpleasant experiences in our lives. And now, at the next ringing of the bells, let's shift our awareness from the sounds, let's let them move gently into the background of our awareness, and come to a sense of breath and body as a whole. Letting the sounds go into the background. Thoughts and emotions can go into the background. And we can sit here with this still spacious awareness of the whole body sitting and body breathing. Opening to all the different sensations in the body, just as they are, whether pleasant or unpleasant. Noticing the life of these different sensations, how they come and go. Abiding with breath and body as a whole and all the different sensations, not as we would like them to be, but rather just as they are. Possibly breathing in and out of any areas that feel a little tight. not to fix them, but rather to deepen our attention into the region. Noticing if the mind gets busy with any particular sensation. Noticing if there's any aversion, if the aversion signature is showing through the body. Holding that too in this wide awareness and welcoming it in as well. If particular thoughts or thought emotion bundles sweep you away from breath and body as a whole, in that moment of noticing these thought or thought emotion bundles, can you label them as an act of recognition? I see you. Label them, allow them to be here, and can you, for even a few seconds, feel them through the body. Feel how they land in the body. So recognize, allow, and a little investigation. May only be for a few seconds, but it's well worth it for learning to understand reactivity and where the mind drifts to. And when it's gone, to reestablish that sense of breath and body as a whole. if there's restlessness or its opposite, sleepiness, drowsiness, can you open to that too? Feel it through the body, welcoming it. Be curious about it. And taking a bit of time now to welcome in some difficulty. It may have been some place that your attention has repeatedly wandered to, or it may be some issue that you're going through that's hovering in the background of awareness. Feeling free to bring it forward to the workbench of the mind. Using the RAIN acronym to help us. So recognizing what the difficulty is, giving it a name. And allowing it to be here, so really committing to not pushing it away, or if you notice that aversion, pushing away happens, that you open to that too, allowing. And now investigating the difficulty through the body. So with breath and body as a whole, we can really open to all the different places where the difficulty is landing, including any aversion for the difficulty. If different emotions show as part of the difficulty, we can be naming them and feeling them through the body. Really letting go of the story and investigating the difficulty in the body, perhaps by investigating one area in the body where the sensations of the difficulty are most predominant. The size and shape of those sensations, the boundaries, the textures, possibly breathing in and out of them. Staying open, curious, kindly. noticing how the sensations are changing. And this is very much a part of the end of rain, not always so, not my whole resume, not identified. So we get a little space from the difficulty that we can rest in as well. And the end of rain can also mean nourish or nurture. And if it feels like it would be appropriate for you, you can work with this by giving yourself that little bit of soothing touch, hand to the heart or the belly, a little bit of comfort. Perhaps even repeat a few loving kindness phrases. And when your difficulty seems to be no longer holding sway over you, you can bring yourself back to breath and body as a whole. And even though the difficulty may feel still very much with you, issues that are unresolved, for now, let's gently let it all be. It's not a pushing away, but a gentle letting it be for now. Knowing we can reflect on it later, possibly take action later. And just gently let it be. And feel breath and body as a whole. And at the next ringing of the bells, let's focus our awareness in a little more narrowly into just the breath. Letting the other sensations recede into the background of awareness. Focusing now the awareness on the breathing, wherever it's easy for you to feel it. Simply breathing in, breathing out, perhaps a little note, breathing in, breathing out, arising, falling. or noticing the qualities to the breath, long or short, rough or smooth. Or possibly counting the breaths. Being very deliberate about anchoring in the breathing, letting it be a home base, so that when the mind wanders, the different habits of the mind show up, you can really notice them. Be familiar with your top 10 hits. Be familiar with aversion signature in the body. Noticing all these things and returning again and again to the breathing as that home base, that anchor in the present moment. From our anchor in the breath, we can notice all of our different places of reactivity and not be quite so beholden to them. We can recognize them, allow them their brief life, and let them be, let them go. Again and again and again. From our anchor in the breathing, we can learn to shift from reactivity to response. How can we respond skillfully to the life that's here?